Welcome, everyone, to the Hecate's Doorway podcast.
Welcome back. How y'all doing?
I've said this a million times before, but I know our upload schedule has been a little fucking off the goddamn wall.
I blame Brandon. He's a bitch.
I mean, it honestly is mostly my fault. Okay, so I have a bit of a funny one. We haven't done a funny episode in a while, I feel like.
Nah, no, we have not.
So I wanted to do a funny one. And I was partially, mostly entirely inspired by Dickie Dine's show. They did this, and I thought it was really funny. So what I have is I have a collection of like 2- and 1-star reviews of places. They're all local. If any of you are from Washington, especially like the Stanwood, Marysville, that kind of bumfuck area,
yeah,
you might recognize these. What I tried to do is I got basically all places that we've either been to or places that we know of, yeah. Aside from one. There's one place that I don't think either of us have been to or either of us know about. I just wanted to find a review of a place like this because I thought it would be funny.
Yeah.
And about like half of them are from Stanwood.
Yeah. Nice.
So without further ado. Okay, so this first one I just thought was really stupid. It's for the Farmer's Cafe.
Oh.
So it says, sadly, I have yet to try Farmer's Cafe. 1 star, by the way.
Wait, what?
Hasn't even tried it yet. 1 star.
All right. This will be interesting.
Their website states they open at 6, yet the door on the restaurant says 7. Not sure what kind of farmer eats breakfast at 7 when sunrise is at 5:14. Farmer's Cafe, please either change your name or update your hours. So a man's pissed off. This is called Farmer's Cafe, and it's not open at 5 in the morning. I know. I don't
too many questions, but I'm not gonna bother with them.
There's no point in asking. It's like I'm pretty sure no fucking farmer is getting up at when they get up. They're getting up and they're taking care of their farm. They're not driving like an hour to go get breakfast somewhere and then going back to the farm.
Yeah, they'll make their own breakfast.
Yeah. Any farmers listening?
I don't know. Probably not.
But if you are. Email us at hecatesdoorwaypodcast@gmail.com.
Email them what?
Do you go to restaurants in the morning or do you just tackle the farm?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Or do you do cocaine? Because I'm sure that would help too.
Oh, I didn't realize this was already next. Okay, so this is the one that neither of us have been to. Mm. I don't think you've been to this place. I just wanted to find a place like this to read the reviews because I thought it'd be hilarious. So I'll just let you experience this one. This is a long one.
Ooh, nice.
2 stars. This is a place in Everett, by the way. Okay, so I never knew this place had a name besides the Porn Barn, but I guess some know it as Adult Airport Video, which is a horrible name. This is a great place to go if you need to buy a homemade porn called What Daddy Doesn't Know. Or something along those lines, and you also want to get a good laugh. You'll notice all the cars in the parking lot are a lot of BMWs, Jaguars, Caddies, etc. Which makes it all the more creepy and fun. Doesn't it just put a smile on your face knowing that all these surgeons are coming to the Porn Barn to jerk off beside each other in the theater?
A theater?
I guess there's a theater. After
okay.
You'd... After you notice all the nice cars, you'll notice the signs that say, "Beware of dog." This is probably the last place you'd ever want to steal from. If you did, I guarantee you'd have 3 Rottweilers and 4 Pit Bulls ripping off your limbs. You can also be pretty sure that the workers have an assortment of guns behind the counter that they'll enjoy using if you fuck with them. But on the bright side, there's a wide assortment of really interesting porn and quite a big little person section. 2 stars.
What? That much detail into a fucking review for only 2 stars?
I know.
Damn.
I was like, I have to find like a sex shop or something. I gotta find a weird... I don't know what this place is supposed to be because it sounds like a sex shop and also a porn theater. I didn't know that was a thing.
No?
I mean, I guess there is that one in Portland, the hentai theater.
Yeah. You told me about that one.
I thought that was a one, but yeah. I've never heard of that before. I was just like, I gotta find a sex shop. It's gonna be so funny. I saw that. I'm like, This is the most unhinged review I've ever fucking read. I can't tell if it's positive or negative.
Yeah, that's also weird. Only 2 stars. I don't know.
That's also the highest rated one I have on here. Everything else is like 1 star.
Jesus. What's the next one?
I was trying to remember what this one was. This one is Jimmy's Pasta here in Stanwood.
Ah.
1 star, as it should be. That place is fucking trash.
I've heard so many mixed reviews of that place.
I don't know why people like it. Everyone knows the rule about like Italian food and pasta is it's always just as good, if not better, when you have it as leftovers.
Yeah.
Mine was worse.
Oh.
It was already bad in the restaurant, but when I had it again, I heated it up in the oven too. Like, I heated it proper. And it was disgusting. There was like no flavor. So, 1 star. Not sure how this place has so many good reviews. The food is abhorrent. I've eaten here twice and got sick both times.
Damn.
I've never seen grease run out of a pizza like that. Damn, it's nasty. I couldn't agree more. Gives me heartburn just thinking about it. I guess if you don't have any plans the next day, can stay close to a toilet and enjoy the taste of late night's dinner, then by all means, go for it.
Oh, man.
I couldn't agree more. That place sucks.
Well, I've never been to it, so I don't know.
I don't recommend it. Olive Garden is better.
Yeah.
I know.
I am.
Yeah. And Olive Garden tastes like everything comes out of a jar.
True, because it does.
At least it has taste. I got like a baked spaghetti there. Like, you know, where they put the cheese on top and they bake it.
Yeah.
Dude, I was literally eating it. Like, there was just this globs of cheese. Like, you know when you have like melted cheese and you accidentally eat too much and like you just feel it going down your throat when you swallow?
Mm-hmm.
No. That every bite. Not to mention, the fork I was using was literally like coated.
Oh.
Like the cheese was just sticking to the fork every time. It was so fucking gross. Okay, so this one's for a place you might know. I don't know if you... Well, actually, you'll know as soon as I read it. I just don't know. When did you start working at Hagen's?
Back in 2019.
Okay, so
late
you...
2018.
So...
2019, yeah.
I got this mostly because it's Hagen's, and yeah. Also because it's an interesting review. The girl with the black hair and tattoos in the Orient Express is very helpful. The food is fresh. I especially like the Empress and garlic chicken. 1 star.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I love how first he's like, yeah, that alternative looking chick back there, she's real helpful.
I know who he was talking about.
I was hoping you would. But then be like, yeah, the food is really good. 1 star.
Why 1 star?
I don't know, because she didn't suck his dick?
Yeah, actually, yeah. That makes sense.
I was just like,
so many guys are trying to hit on her, especially older guys too.
It's hilarious because like these, it's always the dudes who say shit like, "Oh man, all these fucking kids with their crazy tattoos and shit." And then there's always the chick with the crazy hair and the tattoos, and the old dudes are always trying to fuck them,
mm-hmm.
even though you have so many problems with it.
Oh,
also you're like 80. Why the fuck would a 20-year-old want to fuck you?
No reason. But the thing, they're like, "I still got it." No, you don't.
I still got it. If I have 3 Viagra, I can keep it up for 3 minutes. That's just enough time for me to come.
I don't believe they have come anymore. It's just probably dust.
Oh.
It's like...
Oh, man. Okay, so this one is the... do you know the Starbucks in Smoky Point that's by the Target?
The one in Target? Or
the one, like... out in that same area, like by Taco Time or Taco Bell. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, so this is for that one.
Oh god.
1 star.
Okay.
Bad service. Came in at 6:50, and they already closed. And there was employees inside, and I shower them that it says they work till 7, and they didn't let me go in and buy coffee. So man came up at 6:50 and was mad that they were shutting down basically when they closed at 7. I mean, we all know this. If you've ever worked in a place like this where it's like, especially if it's food, I imagine, like, no one's been in for like probably the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, okay, time to start shutting down because, you know, 10 minutes to closing. Motherfucker comes in. It's like, you don't know what he's going to order. You don't know what you're going to have to pull back out if you've already started cleaning stuff.
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock, dude.
I can only do so much and that's it.
I hate these people.
I know. I've worked in many food stuff. It fucking's a pain in the ass.
I thought you liked that one. Okay, so this one's also in that same area. I think we went there once. Remember Boston's?
Yeah.
That same area? So yeah. This is for that one.
Okay.
1 star. No takeout order from hotel. Not cool.
What?
Wish you would offer takeout. Others offer it. Why don't you? The fact that they mention hotel, I'm guessing they're not talking about takeout, because literally every restaurant offers to go.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he meant delivery.
More likely. And yeah, they don't have to deliver.
No, most of them don't have their own delivery service.
That's why they have fucking Uber Eats, Grubhub.
This was 6 months ago, so it's not like it was back in 2017 or whatever when that wasn't really a thing. I'm pretty sure he's talking, there's like that hotel that's like a little ways down the road as you're going towards Marysville.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he's there and he's like, well, you won't deliver over here?
Come fucking get it then.
Right? You could literally walk there in like 20 minutes from that hotel.
But I don't want to.
Of course not. He's bitching about him not delivering. He's a fucking idiot. Okay, so this, you know when you're going on to Smoky Point, the shell, not the one that we always went to at night, but the shell that's like on the side of the road when you're going into Smoky Point?
Yeah.
So this is for that one.
Oh, God.
I didn't realize people left reviews for gas stations, but apparently they do.
I don't really know why the word is a gas station, but okay.
So, of course, 1 star.
Of course.
The night of May 10th.
Oh, very specific. He even dated it.
The night of May 10th. We traveling.
Good English.
And needed to get snacks. Pulled into these store to get some. And on to pay with... God damn it. Why can't you type right? Okay, I'm...
Either English is not their first language, or they just don't know how to fucking type.
It's anyone's guess. I'm gonna try to read this normally, because trying to read it as it's written is fucking me up.
Yeah.
So, to get snacks, we pulled into the store to get some, and on the way to pay with debit card, the reader was loose and didn't read my card like 4 times. My total was $20, but as I looked at my phone, my card was charged $28.52. I was like, what the hell? He said it was because of all the refills we had, and I didn't have none whatsoever. He threatens to call the cops. I told him, go ahead, because I want to report your card reader as well and report fraud, and then gave him my difference back and told me to never come back again. Byron, big white dude, told him I still wanted the cops here. If they are using a scammer for cards, I wanted to report him.
Yeah.
So that was a mess. Honestly, it sounds like this guy just didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
It would be.
Because, I mean, $20 and $28.50 is, like, not even that big of a difference.
Depending on what he got, it could also just be the taxes added on to it.
How many times has someone bought something and been like, wait a minute, why is it this much? And he's like, did you factor tax?
No, they never do.
They never do. And, I mean, 20 to 28.50 is like, yeah, it's probably... I'm pretty sure junk food is taxed, too.
Oh, yeah. Everything's taxed at this point. And the gas itself.
So then he wants the cops come to report that they have a scam.
Because you said he got snacks. He got gas. Depending on how much gas he got.
I don't know if it said he got gas, but it mostly just...
Didn't he was pulling in to get gas?
Traveling and we need to get some snacks.
Oh.
So I think it was just snacks.
Well, so why would they just pull it to a gas station? The fucking Safeway is right down the road.
I mean, maybe it was late. Man just sounds dumb. Could Man be. Just sounds very dumb. This one is... Okay, so you know when you're on the main road in Marysville going towards Everett? You know the 7-Eleven that doesn't have gas pumps there? It's like when you're going towards Everett, it's on the left-hand side, kind of after Safeway.
I think so. I think I know what you're talking about.
So this is for that one. So it says, this is the first stop off the freeway for many. Which, not really. So I'm pretty sure it's the one I'm thinking of. So maybe they're just dumb. Or maybe it's a different 7-Eleven. But I think that's the only 7-Eleven in that area. There might be one on that weird part where like all the people stand by and there's like the casino right by it. Maybe it's that one. But it's a 7-Eleven in Marysville.
Okay.
Tonight, I really had to use the restroom and was mad when my husband stopped here. Last time, it was cocaine and puke in the bathroom. Tonight, it was a mess of towels and blood on the walls. And this one is accompanied by a picture.
Ooh.
There's the blood on the wall. You guys can't see this, but it's...
That's it?
And then, yeah. I mean, it is gross. I'm not going to say that's not gross. If I walked into that bathroom, I'd be like, I think I'm just going to piss on the floor and leave. But it's not like the worst.
When she said blood on the wall, I was assuming like crime scene or like someone just projectile sneeze the blood everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's like a little spatter.
It's like someone probably just took a booger, had a bloody nose, and just bloop,
bloop,
and just had like a little splatty, little art project.
Yeah, it's not really that bad.
I was expecting so much worse.
Oh God, I know. So. I know this one's kind of cheating because it's Walmart,
Elf.
But it's really funny. And this one, I believe this is... It's either the one in South Marysville or the one in Smoky Point. I can't remember which one.
Oh, okay.
It's also a 2-star review.
Ooh.
So it's... Shame on customer service. I tried to call there after letting the phone ring forever to ask where I might find a basket that elders carry their groceries in. I don't know what they call them. I call them go-karts. So, like, those electric scooter things, I'm pretty sure is what she's referring to.
Bobby.
After trying to explain what I was looking for, the bitch hung up on me. Shame on her. They say they're remodeling. That's not my problem. I just asked which department I should try to look for. That's so I can order it online. Okay. She hung up on me. I could tell that she was frustrated, probably because it's busy or it's hot, whatever. That's not my problem. That's her problem. And for her to be so rude after I let the phone ring for about 5 minutes to be hung up on. Shame on customer service. Terrible.
Oof.
I just love that. It's like this old lady's like, the fucking bitch hung up on me.
Oh, man.
I know that one's cheating because it's Walmart.
Oh, man.
So I got two more. They're both from the same place. As I was looking for, like barista stands, like coffee stands.
Yeah.
Outside of Starbucks. And I found two in Everett for a bikini barista stand, which I think is hilarious to leave a review for. they're both so funny. Okay, so the first one is, this is a lady leaving a review for her soon-to-be husband that had the experience at the bikini barista.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if that's your thing, that's cool. Like, if you don't give a shit. Also, I've never understood bikini baristas because I imagine the coffee's not the reason the girls are there.
No, it's not.
So it's probably horrible.
Yeah.
So my fiance ordered coffee from this place with his work friends. He is strictly on a keto diet, meaning he cannot consume any sugar whatsoever. He ordered a sugar-free vanilla latte. Turns out it was not sugar-free. Bombshell Mel is her name. Loaded up with sugar. Which my fiance was super upset. He came home for lunch. He felt like dog shit all day from consuming too much sugar due to that shitty latte. The sign says, make your mornings great with Bombshell Mel. What a fucking lie. Since his morning was not great at all. Save yourself the money and go to Starbucks. I just thought that was hilarious. Like,
what the fuck?
Go into the bikini barista with your work buddies. And then, this is another one for the same place.
Oh.
I just thought this was kind of, the way he words this is really funny. So another 1-star. Went there today since it's on my way to the store. He capitalizes. Like, he's like, I only went there because it was on the way.
I swear, guys, it's just on my way. That's why I went there. It's just
super convenient.
Very convenient to me.
No price chart on the window, so I got a 16-ounce mocha, gave $7 cash, what I had, or I could have used the card. Either way, the girl with the white BMW slammed the window in my face after I gave her the money. No thank you, nothing. I guess she assumed I didn't give her enough cash for a tip. She thought she was too good. Nah, she never told me the price, so I didn't know. But I'm not going back there anymore. And the coffee I just threw away anyways because it was gross. Like I thought. I just love the fact he's like, I only went there because it was on the way. I fucking promise.
You know, no one else would have known had you not left a review.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have to explain yourself, but...
It's really funny to leave a review for that, and then just to be like, I only went there because I was trying to get coffee on my way to the store. It was the first one I saw, not because the lady with the big tits was standing out there in a bikini. Also, not why I went there.
Also, he gave us $7.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
He probably knew how much it already costs.
Well...
If he already had the exact amount of money...
I don't think it was... I mean, I don't know how much they charge...
I don't know.
But I'm pretty sure these are the places where, like, you give them, like, a big tip and they, like, don't know, flash you or something, or dance or whatever.
I'm pretty sure that's still considered illegal. Since
that's, I mean, it is. That's nudity. That's why Everett was having that big problem like a couple years ago. I was trying to shut him down.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I think they won, but I'm pretty sure that's what you do with those places. When that was all going on, like I think I was still listening to the radio at that time. So I was hearing a lot of like the local radio stations talk about it. That's one of the things you do. You leave like $20 and then you get a little like flashy flash. So I'm guessing if that story's true, the lady was just like $7. Yeah, you ain't getting shit for $7. Again, just go get normal coffee.
Could have also been really fucking cold.
That too. That
she's like, okay, transaction over. Bye.
Yeah, this is from January 1st. So
oh,
yes.
Fuck, it's gonna be cold as shit. Especially if all the woman is probably just a bikini top.
Oh my god, yeah.
Fuck that.
But that's it for those. I just thought that'd be fun. A little local funny episode. Like I said, we're going to try to get more on top of the schedule as this goes on. This might be a little rocky because I'm starting a new job. I don't know what time I'm going to have. Mm. But like I said, if it comes to it, we'll just record in Gabe's car.
Ooh.
Whenever we fucking can. So stick with us. Things will be good. We'll try to come back hard, real hard. Mm. What is that thing Alex Jones says? I'm American. I'm hard. I'm pumping blood. Some dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
But all right. Thank you all for listening. Ooh. Check out all our shit, all our Patreon, our merch.
Thank you all for coming. Hopefully you've had a good time. Yes. Had a bit of laugh here and there.
Next week will be, not next week, because we're doing this every other week.
Yeah.
The next episode will be a more serious one.
Ooh, serious.
All right, see y'all later.
Goodbye, bless the bee.
Hail Satan and go fuck yourself.
Take care.